Are you comfortable?
I am very comfortable. I'm a stomach sleeper, I found out too.
You are? Uh-uh. I'm on my
back.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't sleep on my back. That's bad. Like, I'll do this with the arm under one pillow, the critted pillow, so it's a pillow sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lay like that and like this. And I'm like, I get the best sleep this way, like on my stomach or kind of curved.
I
knock out.
It feels so good to sleep on my back. But I find that if there's something to where, like, I can't sleep in my stomach, like, there's something wrong with my stomach.
Or
when I had my tattoo on my shoulder, I couldn't sleep on my stomach. I wanted to sleep on my stomach.
Oh, yeah, that had to hurt.
Because I would, like, roll over and be like, ooh, no. Don't let the clothes, the pillow rub against it when it was still healing. I felt super worried. I would, like, scrape it off. But it didn't, which was really good. But
yep.
I found that because I couldn't, like, physically couldn't sleep in my stomach, I wanted to. Just for the hell of it.
That is funny.
Freaking hate that. But yeah, for the most part, I'm happy on my back or on my side.
I'm a side sleeper too. But I sleep on my back if I'm like lying down. But like when I fall asleep, I will curl and do that. Because I will snore like crazy if I sleep on my back. Like, it sounds like evil. yeah. Is this the one?
Yeah, we on. Look at you. Now you done told the whole world that you a snorer.
Whoops. I guess the whole country has found out now. Ain't nobody gonna be getting a hotel room with me. Oh, well.
And good. By the whole country, you mean like Detroit and then like one listener in Denver?
Was that funny against... That was so funny.
Listen, guys. Our goal is to be Detroit famous, and we're not there yet, and we need your help, basically.
Yeah, like, we're literally trying to be Detroit. We are trying to be featured, go to events,
right.
Be introduced, and get awards. Like, help us out.
Awards.
Look, we're going to get a whole award.
I want to be Detroit famous. I don't want to be famous anywhere else. I just want to be famous in Detroit.
When you're Detroit famous, that's a cool level of famous, though. Like... It's like,
I think it's funny.
Because we're a big, small city. Everybody gonna know you. Everybody's gonna know you.
That's very true. I think it's funny when people are like, yeah, I'm famous in, like, one town, and I just want to be that ironic.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really funny.
Oh, it's almost like being, like, Japan famous, but not America famous. I mean, U.S. famous.
Like Ayumi Hamazaki. But, like, I'm a... anybody who knows about, like, J-pop or... I guess anime songs and stuff will know who Ayumi Hamasaki is, like, period.
I am slacking. I should know.
I mean, you know, she OG, but, like, anyway.
I probably heard many of her stuff. Not even know.
You probably have.
I probably have, right.
But yeah, let's get into it. We'll be out here playing. So, welcome to another episode of Do Better D-Dot. My name is Sam.
My name is Ray.
And once again, we want to say thank you for all of the support that you guys show us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And yes. Our last couple of episodes have been, like, we've been going live for those.
Yeah.
The first one we did was so fun.
Y'all had fun at that mukbang? Because I did.
Yeah, that Indian food was so good.
I know. I still dream about that China masala, too.
Yeah. I love ordering from them because the food literally comes in half an hour. I'm like, they must be close. Because that food comes, like, 20 to 30 minutes, like, clockwork every single time.
That you live near an Indo-Pakistani restaurant?
It's not Indo-Pakistani. It's just Indian food. Oh, you thinking about that one place
that I still miss.
Okay, so now they're on Woodward. They closed on that location.
But is it open, though?
They closed on the location where they were next to the laundromat. Right there on, was it 3rd?
Yeah, it was in that Midtown area.
Midtown area right across from... the Bronx Bar.
Yeah.
So, like, they closed that one months ago. It was, like, winter time when they closed it.
R.I.P.
And then they actually moved on Woodward closer to your job.
Yes.
But they have yet to open. I'm like, why did y'all close the location and then not open
They
the
might
new
have
location?
Got kicked out, though, too. A lot of this gentrification is kicking out some businesses.
But then they went
and
to,
the
like,
rents
a
are high.
Better location.
And then
it
opened.
Woodward.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh.
I'm not understanding. It's a bigger location.
I wish I could loan to them. I'm going to get your business started up. They probably get the money.
I think they do. I really wouldn't worry about it.
Why are they trying to get his feet? That food is good. I want samosas.
Right.
Hurry up.
I want that Indo-Pakistani place. Maya's.
I need y'all to try Indian and Pakistani food because y'all missing out if you haven't.
Man, they make the best samosas. I've gone far and wide. Even the samosas from the place I ordered from for the mukbang were not as good as the Indo-Pakistani place.
They were big, though.
They were big, but they were, like, not
as good. Something different. It's not the same. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, just remember, we need your stories, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing us back on topic. We need you to email us your Are You Afraid of the Bus stories. You can email us at dobetterd.at@gmail.com. That's dobetterd.at@gmail.com.
We got an announcement. We definitely got some housekeeping for you all because I know that Dart app is out and it's definitely a new way to pay for transit. You got to save before you pay. No more transfers, no more additional fees. Pay once and ride on both DDOT and Smart. All of this information and more is also on the DDOT website at DetroitMI.gov. That is DetroitMI.gov. Say that fast 3 times. The Dart app is up and running. You can now purchase your 4-hour, 24-hour, and 7-day regional and 31-day regional passes through the Dart app, available for both Apple and Android. However, there is a 15-cent fee per pass, not per transaction. DDOT, do better and cover that dang fee. That's petty as hell.
And also, for the sake of fairness, you can also use your passes now for the queue line.
Whoop-de-freaking-do. And go somewhere very slowly and...
And nowhere. Just nowhere fast, basically.
Yeah, going nowhere fast, slowly.
Fast, slowly. Oops.
One of them two, right? Going nowhere slowly. Yeah, that's the one. That's the motto of...
Actually, though, what I did one time, because I was at the library, the main public library right there on Woodward. And is it Warren?
Yes.
Woodward and Warren?
Yes.
I did not want to wait for a bus because it was slow. I did not want to get on the queue line because principal. So I walked from the library all the way to New Center.
Woo!
And I was like, I got my steps in.
Yes, you did.
I showed it. I was like, yep, here we go. Mm-hmm. I hit them. And it was a nice little route. It was nice outside, luckily. So
yeah.
But I was like, I'm not waiting.
I bet you got there faster than the queue line.
Honestly, I didn't see it go by. Like, that's the thing, too. Like, I did not see it go by.
Because it was stuck in the garage, probably with some technical issues or something. Stuck that downtown. Some parked in front of it on the track. Because, you know, they were smart enough to put the tracks on the side of the street where people will sit there and put their car there all day.
And by smart, you mean dumb enough.
Yep.
For those who didn't get that sarcasm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, why do y'all do this to yourselves? Why?
They may stay fair, too, because Q-Line was, what, $1.50? Now it's $2. So you're paying 50 cents more for a vanity train. Have fun. Choo-choo. Yep, that's part of Dart, too. You can show your app on there because they would definitely be asking you for your monies on that Q-Line. They are crazy about it. Like, put your fare in a box.
They're so loud outside. They're so rude. They don't care. They don't care about our podcast.
No.
They don't. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
They are not fans yet.
They're not. They don't know we out here making moves.
But when we get Detroit famous.
Right. Then they'll be quiet around here. And it's funny that they're showing this amount of, like, what would you call it? Like, horsepower and noise on their cars because you can't speed down my street because we have speed bumps.
So,
for all the little kids, I don't know where they're going, but they about to mess up their whole entire bottom of their car.
Oh, Lord.
My God.
It's going to be some stories about that.
Oh, it is.
Yep, not on this podcast, though.
No. We're not talking about cars, really. We're talking about public transit.
Speaking of
public transit, something somewhat cool and kind of big happened last Thursday.
Ooh, what happened?
Yeah. So, the Detroit People's Platform Transit Justice Team put on a demonstration.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Called the Transit Triangle of Truth. And we here at Do Better DDOT were able to get in on it. I was the videographer.
Yes.
Photographer.
We're the anchor for our podcast series.
Yeah. So, I went in.
You were out in the field.
Talk to people and help them stay in formation and took video and pictures. So it was really cool. And why were they out there, Ray?
They were out there to tell the truth and to really put a call out the Detroit Department of Transportation, because this idea that our transit system's getting better, y'all know that's some bullshit, right? So they were there to call out the issues about, you know, how disabled riders deal with the lack of ramps working. Mm-hmm. It was basically a truth-telling session using signs. There was even one sign. It was really to protest the conditions of DDOT, to call it out in a public space and to tell the truth about what's really going on with our bus system. Because a lot of people think the transit system's fine. There's new buses with new paint jobs. So a lot of it was education, too. And it was really because we're not being heard. And I think that's why it was done. To show the public that this is what your family members and community members are enduring when we ride the bus in the city of Detroit. To show the disparity of what Detroit experiences that would not even be fathomable in other cities. So I believe that's why they went downtown Detroit in front of, like, right next to City Hall to do this, to really call it out.
So, like, I guess TLDR, this shit ghetto, and we want it to be better.
This shit's all FUBAR. FUBAR means fucked up beyond all recognition.
He said FUBAR. I'm done.
It's a military term, like ASAP. That's where we get all these acronyms from, right? So, yeah. And it's, I mean, a change machine that don't work, an hour-long lunch break for the ticket staff to sell you the actual DART passes that are not available in the app, like the DDOT only DART passes. You can't get those on the app.
You sure can't. It's all regional.
Yeah, it's all regional because it's not for, I don't think the app is really for us Detroiters, because someone gonna notice that 15 cent fee.
Also that $20 markup.
Like, what were some of the signs you saw though? Like, there were some funny signs.
I saw,
I think Ray was down there too. I don't know.
You were definitely down there because I took pictures and it's on our Twitter.
All right, y'all figured it out.
Right. But anyway, we had some fun ones that said, I don't want to be stuck out in the rain with no shelter.
Where my bench is at?
Where my bench is at. Which was done by yours truly, because I was like, I got to throw us in there, you know?
You got to throw a shameless
plug. We had a whole sign-making party, so that was so fun.
Oh, yeah.
We had two-part sign-making party.
Yeah. It's like, you know, those albums, like part one, part two.
A side, B side. We did it. And what's another one? I can't
remember. Why was there one sign that had pictures of the shutdown change machine and inbound and outbound buses, but it had the Windows XP screensaver, so you didn't know where the fuck you were going.
Who's still using Windows XP?
Man, do you know y'all still using XP? Y'all know Windows Vista came out after that, right?
They know that XP is like, you can't even update it. They're right. Getting rid of it. Like, you can't do anything with that.
Oh my God. So they got $2 million in their marketing budget. And they got a Windows XP screensaver on the inbound and outbound departure screen for the buses.
And what's up with the screensaver? Like, they don't know how to go in and say, no screensaver, you know, do what? Not time out. Like,
this just came up in my mind right now.
What?
You know how the bus tracking system, they track when your bus is coming in and out? What if that's not working and that's why they got that screensaver out there? Because there ain't no buses to track.
That's maybe
because
gotta
the
be.
Times are so fucking inaccurate.
They don't even want to show it.
So let's just look at this little window just floating around. But they took literally a picture of it and then used a glue stick and glued it on the side. Like,
those are my favorites, honestly. Because
some other funny
it was
ones?
Just evidence. It was evidence.
Evidence, yes. It's evidence the of haiku, the murder. Murder of our transit system.
Right. The haiku I wrote some days back ended up on a sign, and it was written so beautifully. By another team member of the DPP Transit Justice Team.
Mm-hmm.
And, who showed up? SEIU showed up.
Yes.
Rock Michigan showed up.
Woo! Rock is Restaurant Opportunity Center, by the way.
Yeah. The National Lawyers Guild.
Thank you.
Were they specifically Detroit? Weren't they Detroit? Or what?
They're chapters.
Yeah,
all
they're
over
chapters.
The country,
yeah, so they were like Detroit. The Detroit chapter.
Yes.
They showed up and showed out to make sure we didn't get arrested.
Because, you know, Detroit's a dictatorship now. They arrest activists.
Yeah, for real. But, oh, and what's the best part? Like, I'm pretty sure they found out that we were doing our demonstration at, like, right there next to the Spirit of Detroit statue. So somebody decided to leave a big-ass crane to the side as if that was going to stop us, and it didn't.
Nah, because so just go on our Facebook and Instagram, because we were still there.
Because that crane had been there for days, I
bet it was our biggest fan that, is indeed not it listens to our podcast. I bet her snitching self probably cost it.
We got a couple of fans.
They about to go downtown. My mama said you ain't supposed to speak out against the government. What's that sound like?
It was a sign that said, mama said D Dot better not make me late for school with a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Y'all think of that famous artist and stuff and that meme and stuff. I ain't gonna say the names. I ain't trying to get sued out here. But we
wouldn't get sued.
We had so many cease and desist orders sent to our email. I'm joking. No, we didn't.
We sure didn't, because we smart about our shit. I'm exactly. Not trying to do that. So, thinking about being smart, actually not. I'm just trying to change the subject here so we can get a move on. But happy Halloween, basically. Ooh. So, in honor of this beautiful holiday. It's my favorite.
So glad you said beautiful.
Okay, because some people say Halloween is not a holiday, but it is. It is to me. Exactly. Is this new?
Y'all
to
can't
you?
See my face, like my body language. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck says that?
Do you know that there are already people singing Christmas songs? Did you know that Lifetime has already started their Christmas movies and TV shows?
So fuck Halloween. Goddamn. Thanksgiving. That's the other Columbus Day anyway, but yeah, we get that.
But like, yeah, just basically forget Halloween. I'm like, it's October. Like, Halloween hasn't even been buried yet, and you already talk about
First of
Christmas.
All, Halloween has started since September 1st, and they ain't get the love that it got.
Sure didn't.
But we do. We gonna do it.
Well, don't whatever.
We got some scary for folks?
We do. We actually have three creepy tales all surrounding the bus. All right, and then there's one told by myself, and there's one told by our good friend of the show, Heidi, and then another one told by JH. They will remain, nameless in a way, or rather anonymous.
Ooh,
yeah,
JH.
So that, just to protect their... To protect their identity.
From our fan from D-Dot.
Yeah, basically.
So there is no retribution or anything.
Well, not even that.
Or
it's
cranes
just...
put on their neighborhood.
No. It's just that they'd rather remain anonymous, which is cool with me. They gave us a story.
You know who you are.
So, yeah. First story is me, and it's narrated by me, of course, because it's my story, with some fun, spooky, Halloween-esque music in the background.
Ooh.
So listen to my bus story titled Evergreen. It was one of those crisp Thursday mornings when I stepped out of my home and made my way down the empty stretch of street that was West Chicago. The Evergreen bus was scheduled to come in about 6 minutes, and I couldn't be late. I made it to the stop in time, and there were only two others waiting. Both were girls and looked to be in high school. One of the girls had decided to stand rather than sit next to the other on one of those community-made benches. Her loss. I chose to sit down. We were all waiting there for a good 3 to 5 minutes when all of a sudden a car pulls up right at the bus stop in front of us. The woman gets out, screaming and cussing. She said something along the lines of, "I'm about to blow everybody's shit up," and she starts rummaging in her trunk for something. Me and the girl who sat next to me busted up real quick. We didn't know if she had a gun or anything. Two other cars pull up behind her. The lady pulls out a crowbar and starts shaking it at the two men who got out of their cars. She was pissed that they weren't being careful on the road and had caused an accident and almost crashed into her car. She had a newborn with her. After a few more threats were issued and insurance information was exchanged, all three cars pulled off. And guess what? Here comes the raggedy-ass bus, 10 minutes late. How did you like this story? Titled Evergreen. And this is a true story. This happened last Thursday.
Why did I feel cold listening to that? Was it a cold day that day?
It was really cold. It was super cold.
Because the music.
Like
the music. It was so cold. I visualized that whole thing. I'm like, this...
Because you know what stop I went to. Like,
look, that was some tomfoolery.
It was scary, but also extremely entertaining. And what I didn't mention was that homeboy on the bike stopped to watch what happened. We was all standing there like, she was mad, and she was right. She was mad, and rightfully so.
I don't blame her.
She had a newborn, and it was just like some white guy in his super raggedy car and a black guy in his car. And they were careless super calm man. About it, but she was raising hell. She was so mad. She had
you know why they were calm. They know they were wrong. They knew they were wrong.
They were wrong.
You don't mess with a new. You don't mess with a mother that got a newborn.
It was just crazy because she started rummaging around in her trunk. And me, like I said, me and homegirl, we was like, bye. We scooped. We like dipped super quick and was like,
oh man, I'm out of there so quick.
Does she have a gun? Oh my gosh, she said she's about to blow it up.
I'm out. Oh my, that's.
Man, I was like,
that was funny and terrifying. That was. Is it okay that it's more funny than spooky?
I don't mind at all. I thought it was funny once it was over because literally once they all pulled off, then I looked down there and the bus come. We was all like, for real?
Wow.
I was looking at the bus driver.
Johnny
like,
come lately. Right. We was about to get shot up.
I was sitting there like, I'm looking for you to rescue me from this ghetto bullshit. Like, where were you? And of course, D-Dot does not deliver. As usual.
They're not doing better and not delivering either.
Dear God.
Oh my.
I really was. I felt like Jenny from Forrest Gump. Like, dear God, make me birds. I can fly far away from here.
Stop.
Like,
now that's a lawsuit.
No, it's not.
Oh yeah, we can mention movies.
We can mention movies and I even y'all, said I'm where it was from.
I am so paranoid about this copyright stuff, y'all. Samara, I mean, Sam puts up with me.
It's okay if you said my full name, I guess.
No. We gotta keep the magic.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not cutting this off. There's the magic.
Oh, okay. Speaking of magic, do we have another kind of Halloween-themed story?
We do. This one is told by our friend of the show, Heidi. Oh. And she was nice enough to sit down and talk with me about it. And it's a great story. It's a little bit longer than the first one, but it's also super attention-grabbing.
Yeah.
And so let's go ahead with Heidi's story titled Emergency.
Gather by the fire, y'all.
My name is Heidi Osgood, and this is my transit tale. I was walking down McNichols going to work, because I used to take the Woodward to work, right at 6 Mile in Woodward. And as I was walking up the street, I saw the bus coming. And you know, as a transit rider, when you see the buses coming, you look to see what bus it is and where it's going. So I was looking at the bus, and I noticed it said, emergency. Call the police. Now, my first mind with my goofy self, I thought, oh, they're trying to tell us in case of emergency, call the police. And then it dawned on me, no, that's not what that means. There's something going on the bus. And I noticed that the bus driver pulled over to the curb because he noticed that I was looking at it. And I guess when you're in a situation like that, you know, you're paying attention. So he pulled over like he was going to pick me up, and he kept going. And I think he noticed that I saw it. So I ran in the gas station, and I told the owner, call the police. That bus had emergency, call the police. He wouldn't call the police. And, you know, one of these Mideasterns, I'm not being racist or anything, but I took great exception to that. You're in our community, and then you won't take steps to protect the community where you are making money. And it so happens that this man was in the gas station, an elderly, you know, kind of middle-aged white guy. And he said, baby, there's a police car outside. And I ran outside, and I know the driver, the policeman said, well, what's wrong with this woman? I ran up on him. I said, this bus passed me, and it had where it was going, emergency. Call the police. He said, really? He said, what bus was it? I said, it was the Hamilton. Because after it happened, because it had that up, I didn't know if it was a McNichols or a Hamilton. So I stood there and waited for it to turn on John R. I said, that's the Hamilton. So he took off down Woodward towards the bus. So, you know, I called D-Dot And I asked them, I said, well, what kind of situation? I didn't even know you had anything like that. And she said, well, it's usually a situation where the driver cannot use the radio. Okay, and what that meant was that driver was felt threatened and did not want to pick up the radio. So a couple of days pass, and I'm at the Myers on 8 Mile, and I'm on the Hamilton bus. And I asked the driver, I said, I rolled past this bus. It had emergency call the police. And he looked at me like I was crazy, like, and? I said, do things happen on the bus? He said, lady, people get shot and stabbed on the bus all the time. I said, well, it's not on the news. And he looked at me again, like I was crazy. And said, as if it's going to be on the news. You think they're going to put it? And he said this. You think they're going to put that on the news? And he laughed. But what got me was the emergency, call the police. I had never seen that on a bus in my life, okay? And, you know, I had just attended a advisory council meeting where, you know, the chief of the transit police was like, you know, was there and saying how much safer the buses were. And that was really chilling because I was concerned, you know, because I heard a story of a woman I knew was, I forgot what bus goes up Holbrook? Mm-hmm. Is it the Kniff?
I think it is.
She was telling a story. She told me a story a few years ago about how there was gunfire. The bus driver had to cut through the field. They were on the floor of the bus, okay? While the bus driver is driving, like he's in war through this field. And I never heard about that, you know? So that was a little, it should be up a little bit a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It did.
Wow, okay.
So what does it make you think about?
I think they're hiding something. If they're not putting on the news or taking better precautions to keep the bus safe.
You know, the thing about it is that, from what I understand, there's a transit police department. Mm-hmm. But is it for all of the city?
No, I only ever see them downtown. In my opinion, it's not. It's for downtown.
Well, you know, at the meeting, the chief said Rosa Park, State Fair, and Q Line.
That's it.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that really kind of disturbed me about this situation, how long had that bus driver ridden with that message on there like that?
Before anybody decided to take action.
Did anybody even pay attention?
I'm happy you were there to pay attention.
Did he pick anybody up? You know, because it seemed like somebody would have got on the bus and said, man, but why you got that on the, you know what I'm saying? Because you couldn't help but see it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to look at the sign because you know two buses come that way. Mm-hmm. So was he passing people up and nobody called the police? What was going on in that situation? And like I said, he pulled over to the corner to me like he was going to pick me up, to the curb rather, mm-hmm. and kept going. But he knew I noticed it. And, you know, I thought about it and said, I wonder how long he's been driving with that up there. Have we become that desensitized? One driver, I asked another driver about it. He said it could have got stuck. He could have forgotten it was up there, but it was kind of doubtful. Because, see, somebody going to get on the bus mm-hmm. and say, man, why you got emergency call the police mm-hmm. on the bus? Right. You know, because people don't want people coming to the bus. They asking them questions.
Did you see the driver's face at all? Or?
No.
Okay, so you couldn't tell he was like horrified or he just was like, whoops, forgot it was up there.
And the thing about mm-hmm. it, wasn't that many people on the bus. That mm-hmm. was the other thing. So had he not been picking people up because of this situation? Oh, I was on the SMART one day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, typically the SMART bus doesn't open its back door. Most people get off the SMART mm-hmm. through the front door. And I don't know what was going on with this man and this passenger before I got on the bus. But the man stood up, and I'm just now remembering this. And he was standing at the back door. And something had been going on with him. I could sense that. And he said, you gonna open it or do I have to shoot it out? and he opened the door. So I've seen people, you know, and the bus driver opened the door. He said, "You gonna open it or do I have to shoot it out?"
Can't even. Detroit.
I've heard stories where people bid on the smart and, you know, it only stops at certain times during certain times. Mm-hmm. One man kicked the door open, they said, and jumped out and the bus was moving. I saw a lady I know mm-hmm. get on the bus downtown. Remember when the Purple Heart used to be over? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was opening the door to pick somebody up, and she jumped. She leaped off that bus like he had opened the door to let her off. And I could tell the driver was annoyed by it, right? And this was somebody I knew. And I was like, "Baby, you can't." Next thing I knew, she was off the bus. She was gone, okay? On her way into Purple Heart. She wasn't hearing what I was talking about.
I'm trying to get it out of here.
You know, so I don't know. I just didn't know what to make of it. And we didn't hear anything about it. Mm-hmm. If anything happened, we weren't made aware of it.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's a good story.
Wow. That's I'm getting the chills.
Mm-hmm. It's really creepy.
It's creepy as fuck.
I'm happy that the story ended in laughs because
yeah.
She was telling me that story. I interviewed her about it. It was super scary. We were the only people in that area. And she was telling me the story. Man. And my eyes were as big as saucers.
I bet. Your eyes get big.
I was like, what?
Was it nighttime when she was telling the story? Mm,
it was daytime, but in the area we're in, it wasn't much sunlight. It was kind of gray outside.
Oh, man. That's...
So, it was really creepy. And then when I was, you know, putting the story together and editing it and adding the music, it just made it even creepier.
It is... That... That's the story is creepy. Mm-hmm. I hope y'all enjoyed it. That I got the heebie-jeebies. Mm-hmm. I so got the heebie-jeebies. Like, thank you for that story, Heidi.
Yes, thank you.
That's the type of stories that we need, for real. That mm-hmm. she's really a good storyteller.
And her voice is so good.
Oh my God, it's like rich butter.
It's like butter.
Oh my, I can listen to that on the radio, that voice on the radio all day. I'm just saying.
For real.
Not that story. That creeped me out. I might have a nightmare on that one.
It's like she said there weren't many people on the bus, if any at all.
That's
and
what's
that
creepy.
Sign was like.
That's scary as hell. Ooh.
Gotta detox. Right, detox. Yeah, decompress.
Ooh.
All
Do
right.
we got another one?
Yes, we got one last story
that
will also creep everybody out, I think. This one, like Heidi's was creepy, but this one's just as creepy.
Oh.
Unfortunately, when I recorded it, it wasn't as quiet in the room. I had to catch them at a restaurant when I did, but it's cool. You can hear the voice clearly. It's just there's some little bit of background noise of people and food being eaten and
stories
stuff like
over
that.
Food.
You know, I mean, yeah, it was dinner, and it's like I think it'll bring us back to like old school first season.
Y'all missed that. Like, y'all know y'all do.
A little bit nostalgia, so I feel like it's fitting for that to be the last story.
Yes.
So this is a story told by JH the Anonymous, and it is titled "Bus Stalker." Check it out.
Okay, so I was like 16 years old, and I would catch the bus from Northwestern High School every day, and I had one of the bus cars and stuff like that. And so I would like stay out late because it was on West Grand Boulevard and stuff like that. So I would go to the Fisher Building, the library, and just like all those little Motown, all the little historical buildings. And I would get home by the time, like, it was fall. Everything went, the sun went down at 5 or whatever. So I had this dream the night before that I was catching the bus, and it had got too dark, and I got on the bus, and this guy followed me on the bus. And when the guy was following me on the bus, he was following me seat to seat, and then when I got off the bus, the guy attacked me and tried and raped me or whatever, beat me and raped me. So I caught the bus that day. It got dark. The motherfucker from my dreams got on the bus with me. He started following me seat from seat to seat. Girl, it was like, I went to one seat, he was at the next seat. I went to the back, he was at the back. I was on the other side, he was at the back. He kept following me back to back. jump in seats with me. And girl, I was tired. And so I pretended like I get off the bus. Every time I move, act like I stuck my foot off the bus and I got off the, jumped off the bus. He jumped off the back part of the bus. I jumped back on. The door shut on him and they locked. So that's how I got away from that crazy fucker.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was a warning.
Well, that story was creepy.
That was creepy as hell. That was some Freddy Krueger premonition.
Final Destination.
Definitely some Final Destination shit.
Yeah.
Like, she dreamt of it, and then it transpired.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. That's really creepy.
That's really creepy. And you know what? Nia's a fella, like, I don't think of safety as much as... Mm-hmm. Women bus riders, and I'm creeped out.
Yeah.
I mean, and I also have understanding, like, kind of the tensions that women have to face riding the bus, too. Like, the things y'all have to be concerned about, the time of day, by yourself, whether it's around a lot of people.
Which routes we can switch from one bus line to the next. Because, like, literally, I could get home faster if I were to take certain bus lines, but because of where they connect, like the area, I won't do it. Like me, I could take that hot Dexter to the Chicago real quick, but like the Dexter Chicago switch off area is real funny. Like, I refuse to be over there.
There are certain intersections you just don't want to be catching the bus at. I'm just saying, I'm just being real. That's any part of the city. Like, in Chicago, like, my friend was telling me, get off at this stop, don't get off at this stop. He was directing me to his house. You know, I got friends all over the country, and I use transit everywhere in the country, too.
Right.
And for me, being unfamiliar in another city, I, for once, kind of could almost kind of sense what it feels like to be probably a woman on a bus or on transit. But it probably is not even the same as that. But, like, not to genderize this whole thing, those stories are creepy as hell. But I've, hearing these stories, like, has given me insight as to, like, what people really have to mentally prepare for when they ride the bus, too.
At least here. Because there's, like, there's no, I don't know, there's, like, no concern for our safety from DDOT. Like, we don't have any shelters, we don't have any benches. The buses don't come on time.
There's no emergency procedures.
There's like no emergency Heidi procedure. Story? Also,
the gas station didn't even help.
For whatever reason, the later it gets, the slower the buses get, which makes no sense because ain't nobody trying to stand at a bus stop for that long.
Right, an hour long in the dark like that on fucking Schaefer and Ford Street.
Like,
you know?
I'm not trying to chill at Evergreen and Grand River for like an hour because the Grand River bus runs way more frequently.
Yeah,
than the
so
Evergreen
safety,
bus, so like,
you know, like and then it's like, come on, dude, I like, do y'all really think we want to put up with these infrequent ass routes like that?
And we're not even guaranteed that the bus will come.
You can't even sit down and wait or nothing like that. Like, I could be in a random ass part of LA, which I was. I do crazy stuff, but and I was at some random intersection, some interstate highway, a bunch of trucks and stuff, and I had a place to sit.
Right. I mean, when I was in New York, I felt perfectly safe at night getting to where I needed to get to. I mean, this is Brooklyn, too. You know what? I feel like because I've survived in Detroit for as long as I have,
and
30 years strong, that when I leave it and I go somewhere else to take public transit, it's no big deal.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
It's like a confidence. I'm like, why is this out of town or like not like
worried?
Not worried. I'm like, I'm from Detroit. That's why.
And you know how we always go, I'm from Detroit, which is really funny. People make fun of us for doing that, but like, it's the truth. We are a little bit tougher. Like, we know what the heck to do. We know
it's
when
an
to
asset.
Run.
I mean, honestly, and I mean, the perception in other parts of the country, like, woo. Like, when you say I'm from Detroit, it's like, woo. You better say woo because that's what we deal with every day. Like, but no, you got to be tough to live here.
No, we from Detroit. We from Detroit, meek man. Is both a coat and the sound of a punch. Meek. You know it's true.
I'm at a loss for words. Oh, me.
It's both. Like,
really?
It's the I wanna, and the sound.
You know what? I want to hear more stories because, man, that I'm like, still creeped out.
I like knowing we're not alone. So if you guys would send us more stories, we would love to feature them in future Are You Afraid of the Bus episodes. They'll be spaced out like this, so mm-hmm. we'll get like quite a few stories in, but definitely send those to dobetterd@gmail.com. We want to hear from you guys. We like knowing we're not alone.
Yes, you're not alone, so let us know that we're not alone because we feel like it's the
yeah,
time.
We do. I'm mad that you barely got that out without a giggle. You know, I'm just like, be serious.
Like, you know what? Like, mm-hmm. there's some other holidays coming in the winter. You know, you got Hanukkah, you got Christmas. Diwali already kind of came by.
You got Twerksgiving.
Twerksgiving. Tofu Turkey Day.
Tofu Turkey Day.
So, holiday stories too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you know what? I'm curious.
Hear me out here, folks. We definitely have to do a holiday special.
Do you ride the bus on holidays? Like, how is that? That's scary too, right?
I think the real question is, does the bus run
on a holiday? I wonder if we do an investigation podcast out in the field. Do the buses run on Thanksgiving?
Christmas Day.
Man, I will be either here in Michigan warm or in California warm.
First day of Hanukkah, first day of Kwanzaa. Right. Does it run?
Does it run? Right. Right, on the first day
of
Kwanzaa.
So, yeah, we should definitely
run.
Do a Christmas Kwanzaa Hanukkah special.
Oh, my God, that would be fun.
I think it'd be fun.
It would be very fun.
That'll happen, guys. That'll definitely happen. Now that we mentioned it, we can't back out.
Yep, we can't back out. So, hold us to that. Definitely. And send your stories to dobetterd@gmail.com. dobetterd@gmail.com. Y'all probably didn't hear all those letters.
Really
dobetterd@gmail.com.
We're just trying to make it subliminal, insidious, so you can wake up and be like, I have to send it.
They said
to send it. Send my dreams.
Send that. Yes, it's in your dreams now.
And from that last story, we all now know that dreams really do come true.
I'm going to call. Right?
Disney said it first. Like, you know.
Man, that's some Freddy Krueger shit right there. Man, yeah. How you going to dream of the shit beforehand, though?
She's obviously a witch. I'm just saying. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on this joyous holiday that is Halloween. Once again, my name is Sam.
And my name is Ray.
And you were listening to the Do Better D-Dot podcast. Bye.
See ya.